感谢神借着贵教会的邀请，使我有机会可以来服务大家。
Thank God that your church invited me so that I have this opportunity to serve you.
我想你们大家都应该知道你们的教会的历史从什么时候开始。
I think you should know when the church history, your church history starts.
什么时候开始的？
When? Anyone?
我来以前呢，从你们教会的网页上看到，贵教会的历史可以追溯到1883年。
So through the church website, your church website, I looked it up, and your church history can trace all the way back to 1883.
我一想，哇，这个教会资格太老了。
I think I say, wow, this is a church with such a history.
我想你们应该是。在北美的华人最早的教会之一。
I think you must be one of the oldest Chinese church in Northern America.
我这个人其实很不喜欢照相。
Actually, I don't like to take pictures.
但是刚才来了以后，忍不住一定要在你们门口照张相。
So I just cannot hold it back, so I took some pictures of here.
谢谢刚才那位小姐妹很有爱心，她说：“哎，我来帮你照。”
So there's a little sister that's a very loving sister that said, "Let me take a picture for you."
不过我想，任何一个地方教会若要讲他们教会从什么时候开始建立，一定要追溯到耶稣基督。
So I think any local church, if they really want to trace back their history, they have to trace all the way back to Jesus Christ.
如果任何一个地方教会他不能认祖归宗到最初的使徒教会的时候，我觉得他就没有根基。
If we cannot trace our church all the way back to the apostolic church, then they are without foundation.
所以我相信你们教会的历史开始于2000多年以前。
So I think your church actually has the 2000 years of church history.
我相信在座的各位与彼得、约翰、雅各、保罗等使徒都有密切的关系。
And I believe you all have a close relationship with all the apostles, Peter, Paul, and John.
所以我想在座的各位都很愿意效法他们，如同他们效法耶稣基督。
So I believe you all would like to be imitators of them, just like they are imitators of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师，我们实在是满心的感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, Lord, Holy Spirit, we give thanks from the bottom of the heart.
你不但赐耶稣基督为我们在十字架上死里复活，你赐圣灵在我们里面。
Not only you have given us Jesus Christ who died for us on the cross, but also you have given us the Holy Spirit.
而且你把我们这些人呼召到一起，成为你身体的一部分，就是教会的一部分。
And you have called us out of the world and become the body of Christ that is church.
这是何等大的恩典！
This is such a great grace.
我们今天能在这里彼此服侍，是因为你的恩典。
And it is through this very grace that we can serve each other.
我们可以向世人传讲福音，是因为你的恩典。
And the reason we can proclaim the gospel is because of your grace.
我们每个人有不同的恩赐，是因为你的恩典。
The reason we have all various gifts is also through your grace.
我们今天能够在你的恩典里坐在这里，赞美你，敬拜你，听你的话语，我们要感谢赞美。
So the fact that we can hear, worship you, listen to you today is through your grace.
我们的祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们来换一页。圣灵感动我今天和大家分享的题目是恩赐的侍奉与恩典的侍奉。
So the topic I'm inspired by Holy Spirit to share with you is the gift of grace.
如果我有机会到任何一个新的教会讲道，我很喜欢把这个作为第一次讲道。
So every time I would go to a church, the first time I always like to use this sermon.
来换下一页。我们今天的经文是大家刚才已经读过的彼得前书四章的十到十一节。
So the scripture we just read today is from First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 and 11.
所以我们就不再读了。
So that we can skip that.
那我们来换下一页。
Next.
那我的这个讲道的名字呢，是得益于我在2003年看到的一本书。
So the topics actually came from a book I read in year 2003.
这本书的名字就叫做《恩赐的侍奉与恩典的侍奉》。
And the name of the book is called The Gift of Grace. Is that the English name? The Gift of Grace.
Yeah. 那个时候呢，我对这个书的内容没有太多的了解，我现在把它的内容也忘得差不多了。
So I wasn't exactly clearly understood that book, but I probably forgot most of the content anyway.
但是我感谢神的恩典，常常叫这个书的名字在我脑海里边跳出来。
But thankfully, God has reminded me through the title of the book.
我们看下一页。
Next.
对照这两节经文。我今天要和大家一起在两个方面来学习。
So comparing these two verses, I have two things to share with you.
第一方面我们要来区分一下恩赐与恩典的异同。
So the first part is to see the differences between gift and grace.
我们讲到异同就是有不同也有相同。
There are things the same and there are things different between those two words.
第二个方面我们要讲在恩典里头运用恩赐。
So the second part is to exercise those gifts in grace.
我在第一部分中间会和大家做一些词汇的分析，特别是关于一些希腊文的分析。
So the first part I'm going to analyze the verse using Greek a little bit.
不过你们不要觉得我这人很有语言的恩赐。
Don't think that I'm talented in language.
我到美国这么多年来，我几乎还不会讲英文。
I've been here in U.S. so for so many years, I still cannot speak English.
我到神学院里边学习最差两门课就是希伯来文和希腊文。
The two subjects I scored the worst is when I was in seminary, that were Greek and Hebrews.
我说希伯来文是学不来文。
I said Hebrew is like language of impossible.
希腊文呢，我有一位师弟来问我说，你怎么学希腊文的？
So there's one of my little classmate asked me, how do you learn Greek?
我告诉他用四个中文字叫做节哀顺变。
I told him that try your best.
因为这个希腊文的变化太多。
Because there are so many forms, variations in Greek.
就我们中文，我们英文里边这个 the 在希腊文里边有60多个。
So the definitive article in English like the, there are probably 60 different ways of saying it in Greek.
所以你要记住它在哪儿，它变成什么，要不然你根本不认识它。
So you have to change that. You can hardly recognize it when they appears in different part of the verse.
所以我只能大概给你们讲一讲，你们如果想学，自己下功夫。
So I can roughly tell you what means. If you really want to go in deep, you have to study. Put in your own efforts.
好，我们来看第一方面。
First.
在这第一方面里边，我们可以看到，在我们的和合本里边，这句话说：“个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。”用了两个恩赐。
So in today's Chinese version, there twice they use the gift in the verse 10.
好，我们换下一页。
Next.
我们如果来对比四种常用的中文的圣经版本。
So if we compare the translation using four different common Chinese translations,
我们可以发现除了在吕振中的译本里边用到了恩惠和恩赐两个词，其他通通都是用了两遍恩赐。
So other than the 吕振中's translation, all of them has repeated using the same word gift twice in verse 10.
好，我们如果来看英文版本，来翻下一页。
So, but if we look at the English translation,
我这里摆了四个不同的版本，你会看到他们用了两个不同的词，一个是恩典，一个是恩赐。
So I put up the four different translations. They use two different words for the translation. One is gift, the other is grace.
如果大家去看下边的希腊文，大家会发现是两个编码很接近、很像，但是是两个词。
But if you look at the Greek text, there are actually two words, even though they are very closely related, but nevertheless two different words.
好，为了加强大家的印象，我们再看一段大家熟悉的经文，罗马书十二章六节。
So if give you some more to impress you a little more, we're gonna just use another verse from Book of Rome.
我们可以看到在十二章的第六节里边，我们和合本用了一个恩赐，然后有另外一个词没有用出来，没有翻译出来。
So in chapter 12, verse 6, in Chinese translation, it used a word gift, but then didn't translate the other word.
但是其他的中文版本，这一次他们都用了两个词，用了恩典恩赐或者恩惠恩赐。
But all other translation, however, this time they used two words that is to translate out the gift and grace.
如果看希腊文是两个不同的字，如果去看其他的英文，我没有列在这里，也是用了两个不同的字。
So if you look up the Greek text or other English translation, you will see there are two different words here.
好，我们来换下一页。
So let's go to next.
为什么圣灵要让最初的圣经作者用两个不同的字来表达我们觉得好像是在同讲同一件事情。
So why does the Holy Spirit inspire the Bible authors to use two different words for things we commonly think are basically are the same?
我想圣经是神所默示的，这本书是非常严谨的。
So I think the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it is written out carefully.
那么我们如果大家看这张表，我们会发现在上半节那个蓝色的部分有三个希腊文的词。
So if you look at this table, the green part, there's the blue text, there are three different words in there.
这三个词它们的共同的词根是一样的，都是那个 Dory 的词根。
They all have the same root, that the root word is Dory.
那么这个词呢，在翻译上，在中文本通通翻译成恩赐，在英文翻成 gift.
So the words in English Chinese translation, they all been translated into gift.
那么这个词在原文里边加起来一共只出现过十七次。
Altogether, this particular word appears only 17 times in the Bible.
然后我们看下边红色的部分，有四个它的 strong number 连起起来的四个词。
So the red part of that, there are four words are related words.
除了第二个词，那个五四八九是个介词，和恩典恩赐没有直接关系以外。
So other than the second one, that 5489, which is junctions, not directly related.
第一个词五四八三是一个动词。
The first word is a verb.
第三个词五四八五是一个名词。
The third one is a noun.
那么这两个词在翻译中间都翻译成恩典。恩惠等等。
So the words are translated here usually just grace or grateful.
那么这个词如果在动词那个部分呢，会翻译成白白的给予和饶恕赦免。
So if it's a verb, it's a lot of times it's translated to give freely or forgive someone.
特别有意思的是第三个词那个名词呢，在圣经里边出现了155次。
And interestingly, the third word it appears in the Bible 155 times in the Bible.
那么除了122次我们把它翻译成恩典以外，其他的呢，我们可以把它翻译成很多的意思，比如说相信、赐福、好的声望、感谢、赞美、高雅等等等等。
So other than the 122 times we translate into grace, they can also be translated into various things such as give thanks, blessing, or elegance, or grace.
如果我们把所有这些词要放在一个人的身上是不可能的，但是只能放在神的身上。
We cannot really use this word to describe a particular person. We can only use this to describe God himself.
好，最后一个词呢，五四八六。这个名词呢，我们通常把它翻译成恩赐， 但是和前边那个蓝色的恩赐是不一样的。
And the last word, we often also translate into as gift or gift of grace, which is different from the gift, in the earlier the blue part of the gift.
对，谢谢林长老，他已经翻译出来了。这个词在英文翻译时候不会简单翻译成 gift, 而翻译成 gift of grace.
So,
恩典里的恩赐。
So, in English, often it will just say gift of grace, will not just say gift. It is a gift in grace.
好，我们大家通常都知道，在圣经里边，一般来说，哪个词汇出现的次数比较多，相对比那个很少出现的词汇来得更加重要。
So it is commonly understood that any words appears frequently. Usually, it is a word more important than other words appears less frequently.
那么，是不是圣经在提醒我们，恩典？比我们大家所看重的这个恩赐其实要来得更加重要。
So isn't then we should consider the word grace is more important than the word gift?
不是说恩赐不重要，而是说恩赐来自于恩典。
It is not to say that gift is not important, but we have to emphasize that gift is from grace.
所以在圣经很多的地方，他把恩典和恩赐常常两个词合到一起使用。
So very often, in Bible, the gift and grace appears at the same time.
有一个例子是在罗马书的五章十五节。
So there's one example appears in the book of Rome, chapter 5, verse 15.
在这个里边呢，有三个词在这句话里头四次的使用。
So there are three words appears in there.
好，那另外一个例子呢，是在以弗所书三章七节。
And so is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 7.
这里边特别的提到了这个 gift of grace, 就提到了恩典中间的恩赐。
So it mentioned the gift of God's grace, which means the gift in the grace.
好，请换下一页。
Next.
那么在我们的信仰里边，到底恩典和恩赐这两个词有什么相同，有什么不同呢？
So what is the same or differences between the two words gift and grace in our faith?
我们经过刚才的那个词汇的分析，我们知道它们有关联，但是的确不一样。
So the analysis we just did, we know they are related, but they are also different.
我在这张表里头，我把神的恩典把它分作了三个大的部分。
So, in this chart, I divide the grace of God is divided into to three different categories.
在这个三大方面呢，我把它叫做天父的恩典恩赐、圣子的恩典恩赐、圣灵的恩典恩赐。
So I translate, I basically divide them into the gift of grace from God and gift of grace of the Son and gift of grace of Holy Spirit.
所以在我们讲到恩典的时候，我们就自然要会想到这一位三一真神。
So whenever we think about the grace, we think about the triune God.
他是自由拥有、全知全能、无处不在、无时不在、圣洁、公义、怜悯、慈爱、独握权柄的创造救赎主。
So this God, who is holy, right, holy righteous, holy pure, full of mercy, who is a creator and is full of sovereignty, he is the one.
这样一位神对所有的被造物，包括对我们这种叛逆的人所做的一切的事情，都是恩典。
So things he has done to us, those who are rebellious and sinful, everything he has done for us, it's a part of the grace.
刚才我们大家在一开始我们读的那段经文，在诗篇的第69篇离开始，那段就是在讲那个神的恩典。
So the call to worship, the Psalm 69 we just had this morning, is talking about the grace of God.
神这样的恩典给我们都是白白给的。
So all this grace is freely given by God.
如果神不给这样的恩典，在座的各位，我们没有人能够存活。
So without the grace of God, we cannot even exist or survive.
更不要说我们从罪人成为神家的儿女。
Not mentioning that we can become members of God's family from a sinner.
我们如果会仔细的去再分天父的恩典和恩赐有哪些，我们主要是天父，他就把耶稣、把圣灵、把永生、把创造、把救赎等等。
So, if we carefully look at what's the gift from the grace from God, we can see that He has given us the Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the eternal life, and also the creation.
那么我们如果想去看圣子带给我们的恩典有哪些，那就是他的降生、他的死、他的复活、他的再来和建立的教会。
So, the grace from the Son of God is.His birth, his death, and his resurrection, and his second coming, and also the church he has established.
如果我们看圣灵给我们的恩典，就包括了圣灵在我们里边的内住、光照、印记、感动和那个狭义的恩赐。
So the gift, the grace of Holy Spirit then include his indwelling, his seal of the seal of the Holy Spirit, his inspiration and his enlightenment, and also include the narrowly defined gift.
所以我们今天讲到恩典的侍奉和恩赐的侍奉的这个恩赐的侍奉，指的是靠着圣灵给我们的才能。才干、能力、知识、经验、人际关系等等。
So when we are talking about the two different things, the service of grace, the grace of service, and also the gift of service, when we talk about gift of service, is actually narrowly defined as the ability from Holy Spirit.
好，当我们大家对这张图有个印象的时候，我们来看下一张。
Once you have a general understanding or impression on this chart, we can go to the next slide.
那么在下一章里头呢，我们一开始我们是要和大家要来了解怎么样在恩典里边来使用恩赐。
So we want to through this the next part to understand how to use the gift in grace.
那如果我们前面讲的你们大家通通都没记住，我希望我们大家能够记住下边几句话。
So if you don't remember things we just mentioned earlier, I hope you at least try to remember what's following.
我们每一个基督徒，人人都得到了恩典。
So all Christians have received grace.
而且我们每个人也都得到了那个狭隘的恩赐。
And we all have received that narrowly defined gift.
恩典是我们白白得着的。
Grace we have received freely.
恩赐是用来造就教会的。
And gifts are given to serve or build up church.
那么我们怎么运用这个恩赐呢？
So how can we use the gift?
我们要再来对比一下恩典的侍奉和恩赐的侍奉。
So we want to contrast the gift versus grace.
从这张表里我们可以看出来，恩赐的侍奉不是不好。
So we can look at this picture, the two different table here. The gift of service is nothing wrong about it.
只是还不够。
We're only saying it's not sufficient.
恩赐的侍奉呢，只是一个开端。
The gift of service is just a beginning.
那么恩典的侍奉走到更高的境界。
So the grace of service is a higher ground.
因为恩赐的侍奉是靠着神给我的才干、我的能力、我的人际关系，我就喜欢被神所重用。
So the gift of service is through my ability, knowledge, and my experience and relationship.So I can be used by God.
但是当我们在恩典的侍奉里边，我们希望说，我被重用不重用不重要，重要的是我所做的事情被神合用。
So the other side is that the grace of service, which we don't see the our gift is as important as whether we are suitable for the use of God.
当我们用恩赐的侍奉的时候，我们或者容易骄傲，或者我们容易失去喜乐。
So through only the gift to serve God, sometimes we become arrogant, or sometimes we lose the joy.
如果我们真正是恩典的侍奉，我们会常常谦卑， 常常喜乐和侍奉的结果没有直接关系。
And if you have the service of the grace of service, then you would be joyful and has nothing not directly related to how you serve.
因为恩典的侍奉是我们生命的自然需要。
So the service, the grace of service is a natural desire from our spiritual life.
是为了顺从耶稣基督的心愿。
Is to obey the will of a desire of our Lord Jesus Christ.
自己的全部的生活就都是侍奉，无论在教会里、在教会外边、在家里还是在公司。
So our whole life, whether it's in church, at home or in the office, we are all serving our God.
但是恩赐的侍奉我们很容易是任务导向，只想叫事工成功。有些事情我们觉得是侍奉，有些事情我们觉得我们不是在侍奉。
So if you counting on only the service of a gift of service, often they are task oriented, only we are only trying to fulfill the need of the ministry, and only try to complete the mission.
我给大家举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
请问你们主日以外，你们到公司去上班，到学校去念书，回到家里去做饭抱孩子，请问那是属世的事情还是属神的事情？是属灵的事情还是世俗的事情？
So let me ask you, when you go to work go to school study, and also or sometimes you come back home nursing your kids, whether this is secular things to do or they are spiritual things to do?
请问你们觉得在教会里边像我们这种专职的传道人更属灵呢，还是教会里边这些兼职的长老这些执事以及各位的更加属灵呢？
So let me also ask you, who is more spiritual? People like us are full-time, committed in the full-time ministry, or those people are the tent maker like elders or like you here?
如果你觉得你除了教会以外做的事情是属世的，如果你觉得不是专职侍奉的人就好像不大属灵，你是恩赐的侍奉的观点。
So if you think that only things you do in church or only the things done by full-time ministers, they are spiritual, then you are probably gift-oriented thinking.
你如果用恩典的侍奉的观点来看的话，
If you look at things through the viewpoint of grace of service,
你就会讲到说，哇，我星期这个我主日的早晨在教会属灵，然后我六天我都干属世的事情，我都属魔鬼，这想法很可怕。
So if you think that only one day you serve in the church is spiritual and the other six days you are serving the devil, this is such a horrible way of look at your life.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们在神的恩典中间，我们的一举一动所有的事情都应该是属灵的。
Brothers and sisters, once we become Christians, everything we do, every move, everything we do is spiritual.
神让有的人做专职传道，神让更多的人做兼职的传道。
So God has called some to become the full-time minister, but God has called even more to become the tent-making minister.
所以在我们的正确的恩典的侍奉的观点里边，
So if we look at correctly through the viewpoint of the grace of service,
每一个基督徒都应该是全时间的传道人。
Every one of us, every Christian ought to be the full-time preachers.
每一个基督徒都应该是全职传道人。
All Christians are full-time ministers.
只是我们每天做的具体的事情不一样，有的人做牧师，有的人做警察，有的人做教师，有的人做家庭妇女。
It's only that the specific things or the career or jobs we do varies. Some are policemen, some are pastors, some are teachers.
好，我们来看下一页。
So next.
那么这段圣经里边，为了让我们大家明白这样的一个真理，他就说，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神各种各样的恩典的好管家。
So to let us understand this point, the verse here tells us each of us should use whatever gift that you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
我如果仅抠希腊文原文，我会把后半句翻译成有如神各种各样恩典的好管家们，或者说是神各种各样恩典的好管家们。
So if I follow the Greek strictly and translate that, we should translate that to say using the plural form, say we all are the faithful stewards of God's grace.
所以在这句话里头，我希望我们从六个方面、六个小点，我们来明白，我们每一个人都应该在恩典的侍奉里边，而不是只停留在恩赐的侍奉里边。
So I hopefully remind you six little points. We should move away from the gift of service to the grace of service.
前半句说个人要照所得的恩赐，意思是说我们每个人都已经得到了恩赐。
So it says that the gift you have received, that means that we all have received gifts.
如果在座的各位有人想说，哎呀，我这人没有恩赐，教会的事工我就没有办法做。你的意思是说，神没有在你身上有恩典。
If you even claim that I don't have any gifts that I can serve in the church, you are actually saying that God has not given you the grace.
那么经文里边说，恩赐是为了彼此服侍，意思说我服侍你，你服侍我。
And secondly, when the verse is saying that the gift.Is to serve each other. That means, I serve you and you serve me.
不是我服侍我，你服侍你。
It's not I serve myself and you serve thyself.
说白了，恩赐是服侍别人的，不是服侍自己的。
Well, bluntly speaking, the gift is used to serve others, not for ourselves.
如果你在某方面恩赐大一点，千万不要骄傲，因为那个是用来服务人的。是说白了是伺候人的。
So if you have a greater gift, do not be arrogant because, bluntly speaking, that you are the servant of others.
第三个，什么是教会？教会就是你我彼此服侍，就是服侍教会，服侍耶稣基督。
So, thirdly, you and I are the church, and so serving each other, you are serving the church.
第四点。做神百般恩赐的管好管家的做，它原意应该是有如或者说就是。
The fourthly, when it says to be, to do, the stewards of in Chinese, it says to do the to do
do and be.
Yeah, in Chinese it means to do, but actually the word here in English correctly translated is to be the steward of the good stewards.
所以基督徒不是为神做管家，基督徒就是管家。
So Christian, we are not to do the work of the stewards, but we are the steward of God.
我们是管家，这是神给的恩典。
So we are, the fact that we are the steward of God is the grace.
第五，请大家注意，管家是复数，不是一个人，每个人都是管家。
So please note that fifthly, the steward here is plural. So it's not just one steward, but multiple.
所以下次侍奉，如果有人不侍奉，他说叫你侍奉，你说你也是管家。
So next time if anyone refuses to serve, and you're gonna just tell him that you are also the steward.
第六点，百般的恩赐的意思是各种各样的恩典。
So the word here, the various gift in Chinese translation is actually the grace in various form, which is in English.
所以我们每个人都在神各种各样的恩典中间，我们所以称为神的管家。
So we are in the various form of grace, we all are, so we are stewards of God.
来，我们看下一个。
So the next page.
如果我们大家还停留在恩赐的侍奉的观念里面。
So if we are still staying in the concept of the gift of service,
我们容易出现两种极端。
There are two extreme situation are likely to happen.
第一种极端是认为我本事很大。
One extreme is that I have a great gift.
而神来重用我。
So God used me greatly.
而这种人做起事工了，的确很努力。
These type of people, they actually will work hard, in the things they do.
但是你们都得听我的。
But you all have to listen to me.
如果你们不给我面子，教会不给我地位。
If you don't, lift me up or give me a proper, position, in the church,
我就不干了。
Then I'll quit.
教会如果出现小问题还好，如果出现大问题，都是那个有恩赐的人造成的。
So sometimes the church has a little issue, but usually with the big issue comes from those people with greater gift.
一个团契的分裂，一定是团契里边最重要的同工分裂了。
So if the fellowship divide, it must be because of division between the fellowship leaders.
如果一个教会分裂了，一定是牧师长老分裂了。
So if a church split, it must be the division or the split between, the pastor and elders.
觉得自己恩赐很大的人会换一个教会，再换一个教会，再换一个教会。
Those people think they think greatly on their, gift. They usually switch church often.
哎，他觉得别人都不行，只有他行。
Because they feel that all other people are inferior to them.
他觉得每个教会都让他自己没有才机会大展才能。
So they often think that this particular church has no, room for him to exercise the great gift, he has.
我们从恩典的侍奉的观点看，我们要记住，没有人他具有所有的恩赐。
So through the viewpoint of, grace of, service, we have to remember no one has all the gifts required.
我这里有一个拿橡皮筋缠的球。
So I have seen this, this ball that is bounded, or wrapped up with all the band, rubber band.
这里边有几个很大的皮筋。
So there are, various, there's a big, thick, strong rubber band.
我把这几个很大的皮筋扔到地上。
So if I throw that rubber band on the ground,
它弹不起来。
He cannot bounce, they cannot bounce.
好像教会只有牧师长老，教会发展不起来。
Just like if the church has only elders and the pastors, the church won't bounce.
团契只有团契主席，他发展不起来。
So you cannot have only church, fellowship, chairs or leaders.
我们用恩典的侍奉观点看，我们大家每个人的恩赐不一样，有大有小，各种各样，但是我们抱成一个团。
So if we, through, the grace of service, we see that we all have different gifts and we are bound together like a, this rubber ball.
这个球对上帝的呼召和神的使命就会有很好的反应。
So it will have a good response to the calling of God.
所以这就是我们这张图告诉大家的，每个人都得了恩赐，但是恩赐是为了每个人，没有哪个人或有所有的恩赐，我们必须抱成一个团。
So this picture tells us we all have grace, we all have gifts, and gifts are for all.And nobody has all the gifts.
来，我们换下一页。
Next.
那么，如果我们一直坚持是恩赐的侍奉的另一个极端的表现，是说我没有恩赐。
And the other extreme, to emphasize only the gift of, service is that, we will tell people I don't have gift.
所以我恩赐比较小，我就不要做事情。
Or I have a lesser, gift, so I don't have to do much.
所以把教会的牧师、长老、执事、团契主席累死，就他们几个人跟他啪扔下去。
So we, often, work out, let the, church leaders, pastors, elders, or church leaders, to burn out.
管理学上有一个理论叫做短板理论。
So, in, the management, in the school of management, there is something called the Kanakan law.
这个理论是讲说这个团体的整个的功能常常不是取决于那个最高的最好的那个人，而去受那个最低那个人影响。
So it talks about when a group performance, often is not, determined by the one who has the best ability.
我们看最下边这个桶。有一个板非常非常长，它装不了多少水。
So, look at the picture. This bucket, there are some, board are, much shorter, so, it cannot keep up, cannot keep the water.
这就是一个教会，如果你以为来了一个超级能干的牧师或者超级能干的长老，这个教会就会兴旺，是不可能的。
So, it is a illusion that if you think that, if the church has a super, pastor or super elders, then the church will, perform, well, which is impossible.
那我们看中间这个图，很多人大家都一样，但是有一块板特别低，这桶照样装不了多少水。
So if we see the church, if the this bucket, if the all the board are much higher and they are level, but only one is shorter, they still this bucket still cannot hold much water.
你们有没有这样经验？你们Santa Barbara教会弟兄姐妹们都很齐心，在周围社区的这个影响都很好。可是有一个人干了一件很糟糕的事情，别人讲说，哇，那个教会有没有遇到这情况？
I know. I wonder whether you have this experience. Like Santa Barbara Church, everyone is working hard and have such a great reputation in the community. But then there's a one person did such a bad things. And so people around us will say, and look at that church. We see what they did.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
我们还是记住那句话，恩赐，人人都得了恩赐，恩赐是为了别人。
So we need to remember this. We all have gifts, and gifts are for all.
好，我们来到下一页。
Next.
对不起，我今天有点拖一点时间哈。
Sorry, it's last a little bit longer.
好，那么我们来看，在讲到说后边的这句话第十一节，他用两个很有代表性的恩赐来讲。什么叫做恩典侍奉
？So in verse 11, it used two typical ministries to describe what is the grace of service.
一个方面是语言的侍奉。
One is the ministry of ministry of a word.
另外一方面是非语言的侍奉。
The other one is ministry that is not word related.
我们经常讲说说得好不如做得好。
So often we say, it's a,
so. 意思就是讲说，我们大家知道侍奉大概简单的分就是说和做，对不对？
Okay, so the service mainly there are things by through word, and there are things through work.
Yeah,
and work is more powerful than words.
好，在这一方面呢，我请大家注意三点。
So there's three things I want you to remember.
第一个呢，这个里边的这个“若有”这个词呢，其实正确的翻译呢，不是“若有”，应该翻译成“凡事”。
The word here if probably better translate all.
它不是说若有人会讲道，而是说凡是讲道的人。
So here, you see that it says, if anyone speaks, the better translation probably is all who speaks, all who speak.
第二点，这个地方的讲道不是仅仅限于在这个地方的讲道，而是包括了所有语言的教导。
So it's not just the sermon delivered on the pulpit, but all the ministry through teaching.
包括了我们给慕道的朋友做见证。
Including we testify or the do the witness, become the witness of to the seekers.
所谓按照神的圣言讲，其实准确的翻译应该是只讲神让我们讲的话。
So to translate correctly, when he says who speaks the very word of God, is you can say is to speak only the word of God.
因为这句话的实际的意思是说，我们就像 God 一样在讲话。
So truthfully, this is trying to say that when we deliver the word of God, we are like the God delivering the word itself.
所以当我们给别人见证神的时候，如果你见证完了神和别人说，哇，你的故事真精彩，但是他不知道你在见证耶稣，你的见证一点用处都没有。
So if after your witness or your testimony, people say, "Wow, what a great story you have," and they don't know you are actually talking about Jesus Christ, then your testimony is useless.
如果我在这里讲到，大家说，哎呀，王弟兄，你讲的真好，慷慨激昂，叫我们从头叫到尾。但是你们没有记住神的话，我的讲道就。
So if I preach to you today, and everyone says such a wonderful sermon, we laughed all the way through, but you don't get what the message, then this is not what the word, the speech, or we are talking about in this verse.
如果我是一个恩典的侍奉，你们我讲完后，你们对我全部都忘掉了， 但是你们记住神的话，那是最成功的讲道。
So the greatest, the most successful, sermon, I can deliver is after I preach. You forgot me. You forget who I am, but remember the word of God. Then that's the success.
那么在我们讲到啊服侍人的，就是说非语言服侍的时候，要按照神所赐的力量的服侍。他的意思是说，凡是服侍人的，要在恩典里靠着圣灵来服侍。
So when it says that when we serve, we need to serve with the strength of God provides, is to serve with the ability from Holy Spirit.
什么叫做按照圣灵给的恩赐来侍奉呢？
What does it mean to serve according to the strengths God provides?
一个方面是我们不能忘恩负义，不能说我没有恩赐。
One is to remind us we cannot be ungrateful and say we don't have gifts.
另一个方面是我们侍奉的时候也要知道我们是软弱的人，我们是会出错的，我们是有限的，我一个人不可能干完所有的事情。
On the other hand, we need to know that we are the weak and we are not complete. We cannot do everything ourselves.
我们讲到不能忘恩负义，我就会像刚才我们大家在收奉献的时候，我相信在座的各位大概还没有到那种缺吃少穿的地步。
So when I say we ought to be grateful, reminds me what we just did during the offering. I think we are none of us are in the situation where we are short of food.
所以你不要讲说，哎呀，我收入比较低啊，我最近比较困难，所以我没有力量来给教会奉献。
So don't say that I don't have sufficient income this recently, so I cannot really help church.
但是从另外一个方面来讲，你的奉献一定要出自你的对神的感恩。你不要觉得是我的奉献是为了完成某种任务，这个也不叫按照圣灵的恩赐。
So if we offer because we think we need to achieve certain mission, then it's not out of your willingness. Then it's not the proper offering.
好，我们换下一页。
Next，
恩典的侍奉和恩赐的侍奉的最大的区别在于，恩赐的侍奉很容易高举自己。
So the difference of services between the grace and gift is that the gift of service often lift up people.
恩典的侍奉，正如十一节后半句讲的，凡事都是为了叫耶稣基督得荣耀，不是为了我自己。
On the other hand, the grace of service lift up Lord Jesus Christ, just like here it says that all the God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
甚至不是为了那个放大的我自己。
Even not for the sake of that bigger self.
什么叫放大的我自己呢？比如说，我只关心我的团契，我只关心我的这个地方教会，这叫放大了自我。
The bigger self, what I'm referring to is talking about the fellowship I belong to or the church I belong to.
因为我们不但你们在 Santa Barbara 教会里边，你们是彼此弟兄兄弟，我们千人城教会和你们也应该是在同一个身体里的弟兄姐妹。
So not only the brothers and sisters within Santa Barbara Church, we are brothers and sisters, but we are also brothers and sisters with the Southern Oaks Church, the sisters and brothers in the Southern Oaks Church.
我们不高举个人，我们也不高举我们个别的教会，我们要高举的是耶稣基督，因为本来荣耀权柄就都是他的，恩典都从他来的。
So we don't lift up our individual or local church, or we only lift up Jesus Christ, because all power, authority, and glory are from him.
好，我们翻到最后一页。
So last page.
弟兄姐妹们，恩典是神白白给我们的。
So brothers and sisters, grace are freely given to us.
那个狭义的恩赐也不是我们天生就有的。
And even that narrow defined gift are not from our nature talent.
也不是我们努力来练出来的。
Not even through the practice.
都是神给的。
But given by God.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
你们大家觉得我今天讲话还蛮流利的吧？
So what do you think? Am I fluent? Pretty fluent today, huh?
我要告诉你，我原来说话是个结巴子人，你们大家不会相信。
So you probably won't believe that I speak stuttering all the time before.
这是神给我的恩赐。
This is a gift from God.
当我侍奉他以后， 我就不大结巴子了。
So when I start serving him, I not frequently choked up anymore.
我以前是搞心理学的。
I was teaching psychology in the past.
我知道别人训练怎么样不要结巴，但是我自己结巴很厉害。
I know how to teach other not to stutter, but I cannot control myself.
我再举一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
你们大家可能更加熟悉我们教会的洪文善长老。
Probably you know our elder Hu a little bit more a little bit better.
他是我成长中间的属灵长辈之一。
So he's a spiritual mentor when I was growing up.
不是说他比我老很多，他比我自大一点点。
Actually, he is not that much older in age. He's just only a little bit older in age.
但是我来到千阳教会以后，他带领我去宣教，然后他推动我去念神学院。我们两个一起走上全职侍奉的道路。
So since I joined the Thousand Oak Church, he has brought me along to the mission trip, encouraged me to study, to go to seminary, and we all both become full-time ministers.
因为我那个时候恩赐比较少，所以我到神学院里边，我集中三年把神学院念完了。
So because I have a lesser gift, so I have tried 3 years to study hard to finish the seminary.
洪文善长老恩赐比较多
他
还要天天到外边去宣教还要在教会做很多事情。
Elder Hu has a much greater gift. He is so busy, needs to go out to do the mission and taking care of many church work.
所以他比我晚毕业。
So he graduated later than me.
结果在我毕业了以后遇到我们教会中间的动乱和分裂。
So when I graduated, I encountered or facing the turbulence in the church.
教会弟兄姐妹就把我推上了牧师的位置。
So the church brothers and sisters encouraged me to take on the position of the pastors.
在人看来，我就跑到了洪文善长老的上边。
So to some people, they may think that I'm now become a boss of Elder Hu.
但是洪文善长老从来没有这样看待。
But Elder Hu never see it this way.
他该怎么教导我还怎么教导我。
He taught me or mentored me just as before.
但是在更多的场合，他表现出完全的顺服我。
But in public affair, displayed his obedience to my authority.
他不是靠着恩赐在侍奉。
So he is not serving through his gift.
他是在恩典里面侍奉。
But he's served in grace.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在恩典里侍奉的时候，我们就不会不干不做工，我们也不会因为我们做了工而洋洋得意。
So, brother and sister, if we serve in grace, we will not either lazy not serving or become arrogant because of serving.
2013年的《菊木》杂志里边有一篇文章专门讲什么叫谦卑。
So in 2013, the magazine Behold, there's an article.
里边提到我们大家都熟悉的古代神学家阿奥古斯丁讲的一句话，骄傲是对我们自己的优点着迷。
So there's the subject is about humility, and it quotes the great theologian Augustine saying that arrogance is to love our own strength.
我把它改了两个字，我说，这个骄傲是对我们自己的恩赐着迷。
So I changed a little bit about it. I said the arrogance is to love or desires our own strength.
盼望神的恩赐是好的。
To desire gift of God is a good thing.
拿到恩赐以后就觉得恩赐是我的，然后我就用这个恩赐来骄傲起来，就是错的。
But if we once possess that gift and become arrogant because you can exercise that gift, that is wrong.
另外一个被称为中世纪之光的一个基督徒叫柏拉德说过，谦卑是轻看自己的优点。
So there's another very famous Christian in the history that's called Abelard. He said that humility is to look down on one's own strength.
我也擅自改他两个字，我说谦卑是轻看自己已经有的恩赐。
So I changed a little bit that humility is to look down on things, the strengths we already possess.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣基督，你是我们恩典的榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the model of our grace.
你不但赐给我们恩典，
Not only you have given us the grace,
你自己放弃那些恩典，放弃恩赐，你愿意成为万人的仆人。
But you are willing to give up things, all the grace and gift, to and become a servant of all.
你从不高抬自己。
You do not live up yourself.
你愿意沉到最低。
You are willing to descend.
以至于为我们死在十字架上。
To a point to die for us on the cross.
巴不得我们这些成为你门徒的人，我们记住你的恩典。
We hope that that all we followers of you remember such grace.
在你的恩典里边，好好使用圣灵给我们的恩赐。
And in such grace, we exercise the gift from Holy Spirit.
让基督得荣耀。
So that the glory be to you.
让别人受益。
And benefit to others.
让我们教会得以成长。
And growth to the church.
我们的祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
All the prayers are through Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.